Parshas Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov, Bikesh Yaakov, Leshev Vishal Vizagrash. Kofetz Olav Rugzei Shal Yosef. Tzadikim. Mevakshim Leshev Vishalva. Oymer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loidayin L'Tzadikim Asher Metukin Lehem L'Olam Haba. Ela Shemevakshim Leshev Vishalva B'Olam Hazeh. Bikesh Yaakov Leshev Vishalva. The Emes Parshas Vayeshev is continuing the Tzoris of Esav. The Chidor writes that the Emes, the Tzoris of Yaakov. Yaakov had Tzoris from Yosef, Dina, Esav, and Lavan. And the Remes is from the word Vayeshev. The letters of Vayeshev is the second letters of those names. Yosef, the second letter is a Kav. Dina, the second letter is a Yud. Esav is a Shin. Lavan is a Bey. That's Vayeshev. Those are the Tzoris of Yaakov. Now the Chasam Sofer explains that the Ramban already establishes Parshas Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer Yetzirah. It's the Sefer of Maisa, Ovis, Simin, Labonim. Everything about the Ovis is really represented back in the Bonim, the Yerida to Mitzrayim, the Nisyonis. It's all a Simin Labonov. Yaakov Avinu, after coming back from Lavan, and he's now Bikesh Leshev B'Shalva Zokta Chasam Sefer, Yaakov Avinu thinks that he's going to be Yoshev B'Shalva, is going to be Maisa, Ovis, Simin, Labonim of the Geula Hasidah, the same way everything else was played out, the Yerida to Mitzrayim, the Golas coming out. So now that he's going out of the Beis Lavan, he's going back to Eretz Canaan, it was the Bechina of the Geula. And he was Bikesh Leishev B'Shalva, and what happened is his Kofetz Olav Rugzei Shal Yosef. The real story happens. You know, you have before, you see the real whole, procedure, it is like a few minutes, it shows you what's going to be. This is the end of the Maisa of the Simul Lavan, and now the real story is starting. So Yaakov thought this is still going to be the Leishev B'Shalva, the Bechina of in the beginning of Maisa Avos and Levonim, of no Kofetz Olav Rugzei Shal Yosef, the real thing started. There's a word from the Chayzim of Lublin. Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov, who was Nigzor Adam, he has to go down to Eretz Mitzrayim. That's the way the Seder of the Golos is going to happen. How is he going to go down to Mitzrayim? It could be that there will be a Melchama, someone will come down and they'll take him B'Shal Shaloi Shal Barzel and they'll bring him down to Mitzrayim. It has to be, that's the Gezerah, but that was in the Bris Ben Absarim already. Aber Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to go down there B'Shalva. So how did that happen? Kofetz Olav Rugzei Shal Yosef. The story with Mechiras Yosef, which eventually leads to Yaakov going down to Mitzrayim, it was because of Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Asnish, he would have went down to Mitzrayim B'Shal Shaloi Shal Barzal. He would have been forced down there. The way that it should be Leishev B'Shalva, how did that happen? Kofetz Olav Rugzei Shal Yosef. Azay Zak Techoyza. In the Haflosh state, the Gemara says in Menachis that on a bittel essay, a person is only nenesh be'idna derischa. So Bikish Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, but the emes is Yaakov was nichshal by kibud av, and he deserves to get an einish on kibud av. But when does he get punished? He only gets punished when it's idna derischa. So it's kofes olav rugzei shal yosef, when there's already a rugzei shal yosef, there's already the idna derischa, so then he's going to get punished. Rashi continues though, we said, Loidai l'tzadikim asher metukin lam olam haba. They also want olam haza. So there's an interesting dehar from the Ksav Sofer. Tzadikim are always worried. Are always worried that they're not going to have olam haba. And by the goyim fakert, they think they're fakert, that they're derech and they're going to get the olam haba. So the pshat is like, the goyim will promise the olam haza. And not olam haba. They're supposed to have olam haza and not olam haba. But if they're going to think and know that they don't have olam haba, so for them to have the Olam Hazeh, it has to be that they think that they're going to have Olam Haba. And by the Yiddish Fakir, he's promised Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, and not Olam Hazeh. But if he's going to be Samach Batuach about the Olam Haba that he's taka going to have, Ein Lech Olam Hazeh Gadol Mizeh. So the Tzaddik, it has to be that he's taka Yorei V'Mafachet about the Olam Haba, as Esel Zayin, that Ahot Nish the Olam Hazeh. Now you have it, the Machloikis Yosef and the Echov. And there's a lot of different halakim that there was a vikuach of it between Yosef and the brothers, but Rashi brings already that Yosef was moitzi leim dibora. As I state in the pasuk, Rashi says he said that they were oichel Avram and Achai, that they were mezalzel in the bnei hashvachos, that they were chashudim al arayis. And be'emes, kegen that, Yosef was nenash. Avram and Achai, he was nenash vayishach to seir izim by the mechira. Avodin, he was nimkar le'evin, and arayis vatisha eishas adoinov. The story with eishas pektifa. So, Yadua that the Parashas Drachim, we mentioned it so many times in the Parashas here, the Parashas Drachim has an Arichus Gedoyla in explaining the Ovois and the Shvatim and Bechlal, the status of the Ovois and the Shvatim, Farmat and Torah, if they have a din of a Ben Noyach or a Ben of Yisrael, Lekula, Lechumra, we spoke about it. He makes it a Machloikis, Achroinim, and then he boys us more that it's a Machloikis Rishonim as he's slowly building up. It's a big Arichus in the Parashas Drachim. Afterwards, he boys us that it's a Machloikis Tanoim. And he's building up the sugya, and as he, and then he boys eyes, he says, it was a machloikis Yosef and the brothers. This machloikis is a machloikis Yosef and the brothers. It's part of the buildup of the Parashas Drachim. But how does he explain it to machloikis Yosef and the brothers? He says, Yosef held that they have a din of a ben noyach. So they were eating from a ben pakua. Abraham and Achai, they were eating a ben pakua. Ben pakua is mutter Yisrael. And that's what the Shvatim held, it was mutter for them. But Yosef, the Shitasi, that they have a din of a ben noyach, he was met moitzi aleim diva. The doim was there, they were mezalzim the b'nei ha-shvachis. Yosef holds that they have a din of a b'noyach. Having a din of b'noyach, then they're shavu with the b'nei ha-shvachis. The shara shvatim, they held that be'etzim, they have a din of Yisrael, and then the taket is a chilek between b'nei ha-gvira and b'nei ha-shifcha. It's taket a chilek. So it says the machlokes was totally in the shroshim of this vikuach of the Parashas Drachim. Then there's other mahalchim in the achronim. The Shlal learns that this Avram and Achai that they were seen eating, it was that they had the koyach with Sefer Yitzirah to create a behema, and the Shaila was if on such a behema, there's a machloikis, if on such a behema needs shechita, that was the machloikis Yosef had. In the Paradis Yosef it says, a mahalach, that it was Avram and Achai, but it was bottle chad betray, not beroy, but it was pashut, bottle chad betray, mederaisa, chad betray is bottle. Mederabonon, you need beshishin, leisen tam. And they were arguing if they have to also keep the rabbonons. Then the Gemara says, Avram Avinu Kain called Terakul, Afilu Erev Tavshilin, no one gears it. That's a Derabonim. Another gears is Afilu Erev Tchumin, that's a Deraisa. Ken Zayin, it's telling that. But the Vikuach Yosef and the brothers was that they even have to keep the Rabbonim. But that's a Shenocha Mahalach. But the precious Drachos Mahalach was that it was all the Shitasoi in the whole Tsugang if the others have a deal of Ben Noyach. The Pasuk says that Yaakov loved Yosef kiven Zakunim Huloi. The Balaturim says that Ben Zkunim is Gematria Roz, because he was muscle like all the Rozei HaTorah. And Roz is Gematria Oyer. And Oyer is the Oyer HaTorah, the Oyer is the Oyer from Chanukah. But that's a Bazunder Shmuz. But another chat of the Balaturim that Ben Zkunim is the Rosh HaTevis, that he taught him Kol HaTorah Kula. Zkunim is Rosh HaTevis, Zroim, Kochim, Noshim, Yeshuas, and say the Nezikin is called Yeshuas. Choysen, Techa, Yeshuas. And Moyed, it's Kunim is Moyed, and the Mem is Moyed. As I said about Turim, the Velt asks, where's Taras? It says, Zroyim, Kochim, Noshim, Moyed. Where's Taras? So, Beremezula, you could say, Zakunim is Ksiv Zakunim, but it's Moly, it's Zakunim, there's a Vav there. And in the Remez, it's Chosin Yeshuas, Chochma, Vodas. Vodas. Taras is Vodas. So the Vav is Nirmaz in the Zakunim Ulai. Kash is better. There's another Mahalach, what the Vikuach between Yosef and the brothers is. Avram Avinu was Midas HaChesed. And Be'emes, Avram Avinu had a Yishmael and a Yitzchak. Yishmael is also the son of Avram. He was ousted, but he was the son of Avram. And he was the Psoilus of Chesed. The Psoilus of Chesed, when Chesed goes wrong, it's Zima. Chesed Ru, it says by Znus. And Yishmael is Kuloi Zima, that's Chesed gone bad. Yitzchak has a Yishmael, Yitzchak is Gevura. He has an Esav and a Yaakov. Esav is Ritzicha, Esav is Gevura. When it's the psoilus of Gvura. And Yaakov is Tiferes. Tiferes is the mizug of Gvura and Chesed together. It's Tiferes, it's Emes, it's after Emes Egan, the exact Tziruf, and it's Tiferes. But the brothers and Yosef are having a Rabikuach that the brothers were choshe, that Yosef is tiny to them, that Emes, the process is not finished. That the same way Yishmael and Esav are ousted and it's not the Hemshech, that Yosef feels that he's the only Iker Hemshech, he's the Yisoid. And that is where the Iker Hemshech is, and they're going to be ousted. That was the Vikuach. Then Mr. Doa Asach Makairus in them that Yosef has a Gevissa Bechina of a din of an Av. Yosef has Shvotim and Ashen Ephraim. He's an Av. But that was actually the Vikuach that was going on over here. Now, the Al Shech HaKadosh, he goes through the whole Arichas that Yosef is telling the Chaloimis. In the beginning, it says that Vayisnu Oysa. But later on, it says Vayikanu Oy. And he says there's two different things. First he told them one chaloim, and they thought that this chaloim is because of things that he thought about during the day. And if this is what Tana thinks he's thinking about, that he's going to be moilach on them, that caused sinna. But in the second chaloyim, where already it can't even be things that he was mahara, because it's even his father and mother are mishtachav and loy, and that already was not coming from a ruin libe, they chapped on that this taka is something going on with these chaloyimis, then it's vayikanu boyechav. Now there's a whole different shmuz. Now there's taka akina, they're being choshish, they're frightened, and they're mekanehim. Now it's interesting, there's another nakuda when Yosef is saying over the chaloyimis, he says vihine the whole time. Vihine anachnu ma'alman, vihine koma alamosi, vihine sisubenu, vihine. So the Arachayim HaKadosh says, Vihine means that it's very vivid, it's clear. Vihine. And that's what Yosef is saying, it's not stam a chaloyim of Hirhurei Liboy, where Be'erach, you know, details are not exactly. It's a vivid dream that it's Ke'ilu, he saw it, Vihine, Vihine, and that's Taka Nevuah, that he's coming to say that something is Eretz Tazach. As I said, the Arachayim HaKadosh. The Meshech Chokmah says a different shot in Vihine, he brings a makar from a medrash, Vihine is Lashon Simcha. And that's what he was upset about. The Shvatim were upset about that Yosef not only is saying over the dream, but he's saying it over the Simcha. And that's why Zakhtar Meshach Chacham, Avayisnu Oisei Al Chalei Moisov, Al Dvorov. They were saying him on the Chalemis that he's telling them, but the Al Dvorov, how he's saying it, that he's saying it Vehinedik, that he's saying it Simcha, that was a Mazundara Hadgosha in the Sinna. Al Chalei Moisov, Al Dvorov. In the Chalemis, in the first Chalemis, the brothers are not bowing down to Yosef, it's their tvua bowing down to his tvua. In the second chaloyim, it's the kechavim, I don't know how kechavim bow down, but the kechavim were bowing down to Yosef alein. Not to his kechavim. It's the mefarshim referencing. So he says in the second chaloyim, Vehine Hashemesh vayereach, vachanasar kechavim mishtachar emli. Sido akasha. The Welt fragt Shaila, Vidino Heichen Heisa, we had this last week. And Achadasar Yelodov comes to meet with Esav, and Rashi asks, Vidino Heichen Heisa? So Rashi says he put her in a box. We have the same kash over here. Vidino Heichen Heisa? State, Achadasar Kechavim, Vidino Heichen Heisa? I heard once a pshat that Dina is Yosef's mother-in-law. He married Osmas. So she doesn't bow down, even in a dream. Lamaisa, it says that there was the Areach. Someone wanted to tell me that the Areach, Rachel was already Nifter, it's going on, some say it's going on Dila, it's going on Dina. But so the Machlet that they want to, they're going to be Minish him, they're trying to prevent him. Vahabor Reik, Ein Boy Mayim. Mayim ein boy, aval lechoshev ha'akrov miyesh boy. The going says, shteita yisoy, ein mayim el toira. And if a person's memala himself with mayim, so matoiv. But if it's not, you can be parv. If it's not mayim, it's going to be lechoshev ha'akrov miyesh boy. There's no in between, there's no parv, it's oi, oi, and the person has to know. Barosi yitzaharo, barosi toira tavlin. It's oid mayim zutayra or it's nechoshen vakrovim. There's nothing in between. When vos mer erzichmem smismali mit mayim is vos venig and nechoshen vakrovim yeshma. Shvatim are having a shakal vataria. What they should do with Yosef? And the pasuk says, Ma betza kinare gesachinu v'chisinu es domoy. Zokta Beis HaLevi, Shakamatari Pshat Hazeh. But he was saying, there's a few reasons why you could give a person an Oynish, even an Oynish of Misa. One Musa an Oynish of Misa is because it's in a comma. He did an Avla to come to man a comma. Another Inyan, and the Torah says this in a few places, Laman Yishmu V'yiro. The Pshat Hazeh, Nakoma is a Musa, Oynish of Nakoma, or when Nakoma passed by a brother. A brother? It's a brother. Laman Yishmu V'yiro, Kolskin applies by a brother. Azah Festa Laman Yishmu V'yiro, get my cook, it was such an apple that he even killed the brother. Laman Yishmu V'yiro passes. Oh, but over here, you're not going to have either one because he's saying, Ma Betza Kinaroi Esachinu, so it's our brother, it's not Shaykh Nakama. V'chisinu Esdomi, we're going to have to hide it, we have to hide it from Yaakov. We're not going to be able to be Mepharis of it anyway, so you don't have the Matar of Laman Yishmu V'yiro. So now what's the tale? Ma Betza, the two reasons is either other Nakama or the Laman Yishmu. Over here, you don't have either one. Ma betza kinari yisachinu, And at the same time, v'chisinu is done, we have to hide it. We have to hide it from Yaakov. Reuven comes back, and he says, Hayelad einenu. He sees that Yosef is not there. Hayelad einenu v'ani ona ani bo. So there's a medrash clear. The medrash says, "Va'ani ona ani bo." Reuven is saying, "What am I going to do now with the ma'isa Bilam? What's the shaitis punk now? He's in the soyer, you know, the ma'isa Bilam. What am I? Yosef's not here. What am I going to do with the ma'isa Bilam? What's the connection?" So the Hafla says, "From Yosef says a pshat. Reuven with by the ma'isa Bilam was less than 20, and he was soymech his Yehovah on the fact that he was poxim and esrim skum tenish tenayish." And the whole question is, they put them into the bar, they said, it's a Misa B'dei Shemayim, let be decided in Shemayim with the Nechashim Akram. When Reuven sees that Yosef is taki Nenash, that means you see, you could be Nenash, he was Ben Shvasrei, you're Nenash even on less than 20. So then Reuven says now, oh, V'ani ona ani bo, what am I going to do? I also was Choydei, Pachas Mi Esrim. He saw that Yosef was Nenash, even though it was Pachas Mi Esrim. That's one Mahalach in that flow. There's another Mahalach that Reuven, after the Chet of Bilam, Ensem he was Choshish. Maybe Takas comes to an Einish. Maybe he's not Shvatim. That's why the pasuk says there, "Vayu b'neish Yaakov Shneimasar." It was coming to tell him that he's part, but he was Choshish the whole time. He's not part of the Shvatim. One of the things that was keeping Reuven calm was the fact that he saw he was in Yosef's dream. The Charis Yilodav. He knew it wasn't Dina. He knew it meant him. He wasn't Choshish that the Charis meant Dina. He saw in the Chaloyim that he's from the Charis Yilodav. Oh, but now that he sees that Yosef's not here, I yell at him with him with the whole Chaloyim. The Chaloyim also went fighting. What's going to be now with Ma'isa Bilam? The reason I was calmed down on the Ma'isa Bilam, I was somehow betuach from the Chaloyim, and the Chaloyim state that I'm a chelik of it. Because they understood that we're doing the Chaloyim. You have in the Hemshech of the Shvat, of the Parsha here, you have Yehuda, the Parsha of Yehuda, with Tamar, with Gans Masechta Yevamos Ha'ayinda. And then you have the Paisa with Yosef and Potiphar. Yehuda and Yosef, the two Shroshim from Malchus and Klal Yisrael. Yosef and Yehuda. With the Maisa from Yehuda and Tamar comes Mashiach. The Medrash Betzim says, it looks like Yehuda is being Yosef in Shidduch, Yosef, Reuven is being Yosef Besakoi, Yosef is being Hoyred Lemetzray, Yehuda is looking for a Zivug, and the Eibushter is preparing the Orish Mashiach. That's what's happening over here. But it's interesting, you have Yehuda and Yosef, two central halakim of the Bnei Ashvatim, and you have two noshim that wanted to have a shaykhis with them. And Tamar wants to be mischaber to Klal Yisrael durch Yehuda, and Eishes Potiphar, Avada, wants to be mischaber to Yosef. It's not Stam. Sidon Yonim and them, she wanted to be mischaber to Yosef. And look at the difference. From Tamar with Yehuda comes Mashiach. And from the Ma'is of Potiphar, we see a different ending. The Bali Musa take out from here in the Kuda, from Ben Adam Lachaveira. They both wanted, at any price, to get a chibur to Klal Yisrael, to Yehuda, to Yosef. But when it comes to the Ben Adam Lachaveira, Tamar, Haitziwa v'seisoref, she keeps quiet, she doesn't say, garnished. Eishas Potiphar, when it came to Ben Lachaveira, punk fakert, she's malshin on him, she makes up a story on him, and this, v'chule. That's when you see the chilek is. They were both the same Shemayim in the sky. Right. Timna from Esav also wanted to be Mischaber, so she went to Talifa. They were zuchim to have a chibur to the Klal Yisrael. Oh, but the difference is, look where the Ben Adam Lachaveira gets it from one end to the other end. You have with the Eishes Potiphar, the grace and the soyin of Yosef. Yosef Tzadik Yisoyed Oilom. He's Oymid bin Isoyin. Toich Teshaka Vatari, he tells her, Eineni Godel Babayi, says it, Ve'eich E'ese Haro HaGdoy La'azoyz, Ve'chatosi Lelikim. Eich E'ese. So, the Kotzke, Drik Soyz, what's E'ese? Her Hatzol was to do an Avera with her, it's together. Eich Nase, he's talking to her. He's telling her, how will I do this? How will we do this? Zokter, he didn't want to be Mesiyach, it's interesting, Lashon, he says, he didn't want to be Mesiyachet Ima Afilu B'Dibur. No, there's a lesson of Mesiyachet Ima Yadibur. Even in the Dibur, he didn't want to mention that he's with her. He loy rutzel Mesiyachet Ima Afilu B'Dibur. Eich Ese. He didn't want to say Eich Nase. He didn't want to mention it. Now Yosef sees the most diuknoi shel aviv b'chaloyim. He sees the most diuknoi shel aviv b'chaloyim. The Chasam Sofer says, Yosef has an asoyin here. The amidim in asoyin is that Yaakov Avinu comes and tells him, you're giving up on all your osim. He says, you see that all the shvatim, their avonim, are on the avnei eifoid and on the choyshen. You're being mevatah that you don't want to be on the shvatim that are part of the big day kahuna of the avnei eifoid and avnei choyshen. The shames of the shvatim are a chelik of the avnei choyshen. So there's a pshat, it says, the Gemara says it in sight, it says, you want to give up on your osid, and you, instead of being part of the avnei choyshen, you're going to be royes zoynes ya'abed hoin. That's the lashon of pasuk. So the pshat is Roya Zayin is Yabed Hoyin. Yosef, the Gemara says that on the Avnei Eifed there was 50 letters, 25 on each side. And the Gemara works out, how is it? It's not exactly 50, there's only 49 letters. There is it, it's Yehoisef. On Yosef it says Yehoisef, that's Rehe. And the Gemara also says that on the letters of the Avnei Achoshin, it's missing some of the letters. And how do you have all the Chaf Beis Oisius to be giving the Surah from the Urim Tumim? So the Gemara says it also said Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shiftei Yeshurim. Now you make the cheshbon, each Evan on the cheshbon had 6 letters. So like by Reuven has 5 letters already, it said the Aleph of Avram. And Shimon has 5 letters, it said the Reish, the Beis of Avram. Levi only has 3 letters, it says Reish Hei Mem of Avram. Mechule, Mechule. Binyamin has 6 letters. By Yosef it's the last 2 letters of Vov Nun, of Yeshurun. Shifte Yeshurun, the Vov Nun is on Yosef's Evan. So Yosef has an extra Hei on the Ephoi, and he has a Vov Nun, that's Hei Vov Nun. V'roi Yezoino is Ya'abed Hoin. He's going to lose out the hoin, he's going to lose out the hay and the vov nun. The Chasam Sofer says there's another chat that why dafka Yaakov Avinu is coming. Because the Emes, the Gemara says that all the letters of the Shvatim have to be on the Avonim. And the Gemara, the way the Chasam Sofer learns up the Gemara, the Emes, the Tchila, the Gemara learned that the names of the stones were written on. And if the names of the stones were written, then it says Sapir. It says a Samach, you don't need it. And then you have the letters. But Yaakov is telling Yosef like this. If they're going to take you out, Yosef, they're going to take you out, then there's not going to be a samach. And the only way to have a samach is it has to put the names of the stones. And that's the shakl tayyidim. Is it to say the name of the stones, or does it say the names of the ovois? If they're going to take the samach out of Yosef, then the only way to bring back all the oisius is to put the names of the stones, and not the name of the ovois. And so Yaakov has an agias here that he's also going to follow. If they're taking Yosef out, then the Ovis is also going to go out, because they're going to have to go back with the other Mahalach that it says, the shameless of the Avonim. Over, when we call an Al, the Nakuda is that he's tying to him that you're losing your Osid. A person has to know not to be Mavater on Kol Kule of a Nitzriyistika Osid for Hanoa Rega. That was the Ikar Avoidim. Come Chanukah, the beginning of the parasha, Rashi brings the mushal of the Chenvani and the Pishtoni, how he's going to be Mizgaber on the Heichani Achnes HaKol Gomel with the Pishton. There's the Rashi. It's also Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Samach Aleph, and that's the one place the Mishnais where it's mentioned B'chal Chanukah, V'ner Chanukah Potter, the sugya of the Chenvani and the Pishtani, that's where Chanukah is. That's the one place where Chanukah is mentioned in the Mishnah, with Rabbi Yudan ben Chanukah Potter. It's another interesting Nakuda. Parshas Vayeshev, the Rekeach, is Medayik, that come out, all the letters in Parshas Vayeshev start with a Vav. Come out, all the Psukim start with a Vav. Except for 8 of the Psukim. Most of the Psukim start with a Vav. Vav is Vav Achibur, and a Vav Achibur is mashma, there's a chronological order of events. Vav, Vav, Vav. The story is playing out, but the emesis, we realize that stories don't just play out. Over here, the Orishal Mashiach was created, the Geula, the preparation for going down to Mitzrayim, it's at Yosef, it's at Yehuda, it's at the Shvatim, it's at Yaakov. Yes, it's a Vav Achibur, we're in Olam Hazeh, but there's those 8 psukim that are not the Vav Achibur, that are showing you that really it's not Vav Achibur, it's really Lamala Miderech HaTeva, and those 8 psukim, together with a Vav, add up to 83, which is Chanukah. That's the other psukim that don't start with a Vav, the Rosh Tevis of those psukim, add up to Chanukah. That's, on one hand, is a Vav HaChibur, but on the other hand, it's really the Nevina Yimei Shmoyna. We understand that those 8 psukim that are not the Vav, that it's really Kuloi Lamala. And that's the Kesher from Parshas Vayeshev to Chanukah. And the Pasuk also says, there's a Parshas Tamar, Vayihikim Shlosh Chadoshim. It was 3 months later, Vayugad Yehuda, Zons of Tamar Kalasecha. Yehuda found out that Tamar did Znus. Vigam Hine Harul is Nunim. Vayomer Yehuda, it's you obviously saw it. She has to get killed. And then she tells him, Haker no. Lemi hachoysemes vahapsilim. Hachoysemes vahapsilim is the choysem of the Kohen Gadol and the psilim. The psil of the Shemin. And vayakri Yehuda vayomer tzotko mimeni. Okay, my nesatil, sheilu b'ni. Zok the Sefer Bas Ayin, very interesting. He reads this pasuk a little bit differently. Vayihi kimishlosh chadoshim, it's 3 months after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's been a long time since Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The emissary is, we say, it says by Yom Kippur, it says, May Erev Ad Erev. May Erev Ad Erev. From Lel Yom Kippur till the first night of Chanukah, there's 74 days. That's Ad. Erev Ad is 74. Erev Ad Erev. There's 74 days from Yom Kippur till Chanukah. That's how long ago it was. That's how long ago it was. Well, that's how not long ago it was. But if Vayihikim Shlosh Chadoshim, it's already 3 months later. Vayugad LeYehuda, Yehuda's the Rabbi Nishloim, and Yudkei Bovke, Zonsa Tomer Kalasecha, the Klal Yisrael wasn't holding on with all the Kabbalahs from Yom Kippur, and they were already Mizana. Vegam Hini Horom is Nunim. Vayoymer Yehuda, so the Rabbi Nishloim says, Haytziyuah Vesey Sarif, so they deserve me, so finished. We're gonna annihilate them. But then they say, no, Haker no. Lemi HaChoysemes VaPsilim. You see the Choysem of the Shemen, of the Menorah, of the Psilim of the Ner Chanukah. By Yaakov Yehuda, the Rebbeinu Shlom realizes this, and he says, Tzodka Mileni. Al Kainla Nesatil, the Sheila B'ni. It's because they were in a rough golus, and I didn't give them Sheila B'ni. I didn't bring them a Shiach Shiloi. Adri Avi Shila. V'la Yosef Oy V'data. V'la Posach. V'la Yosef Oy Posach. That when Abish is saying that he's avinching on that there's going to be the Mashiach, and that's talking going to be the Geula. And that's the Shaykh of the Mishlosh Chadoshim. And the emphasis in Svarim state that from Chof Hei Elo, from Chof Hei Kislev is 3 months. Chof Hei Elo is the Briyas Oilam. The Briyas Oilam, Aleph Tishri Odom was Noitzer. From Chof Hei. And there's 3 months. And the same way, if you go from Nisan, there's 3 months. Vayihi b'chodesh ha'shlishi is Matan Torah. And this forum explained why you need a preparation of 3 months. Three is a shlemistic preparation the Maral talks about, and it's connected to Kovid Moyach Velev, or connected to different Chalakim of the Nefesh. You need 3 months. So it's either 3 months from Nisan until Shavuos, or there's the 3 months from Briyas Oilam until Chanukah. That's the Zele Umazeh. That's the Zele Umazeh, the Shleimus of those 3 months of preparation. And that's the preparation. Abavos is Chanukah Alein. My Chanukah. The Tanu Rabbonam. Chanukah, the Ikar Avoida from Chanukah is Avada, his Chaskus, Belim and HaTorah. The Soid is HaTorah, the Chassam Sofer writes, was given to Moshe Rabbeinu in the days of Chanukah. And it's for him to talk about the fact that if Shavuos is parallel to Torah Shabbat Ksav, on Chanukah is this man of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's why Neis Chanukah, the Tzadik writes, others, Neis Chanukah loy nitin liyikasi. Purim is still in the Ksuvim, is still in the Chav Dalitz for him. But Chanukah is loy nitin liyikasi. It's loy nitin liyikasi. It's not on Torah Shabbat Ksav. It's called Kulay Torah Shabbat Peh. Kol Kulay Torah Shabbat Peh. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer. Yehi Oyer, the 25th letter in the Bereishis. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer. Oyer is Roz. We said before, Skunim is also Gematria Roz. Oyer. That's the Oyer HaTorah. It's form state that there are Lamed Vav Neiris. That we light on Chanukah. The Lamed Vav Neiris is Keneged. That originally, when the Rebbeinu Shlom created the Oyer, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer, the Gemara says the Oyer doesn't mean the Shemesh and the Yireach. The Shemesh and the Yireach were created on the fourth day. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Oyer, this was a Gevissa Ruchniyistik Oyer. She'ef Shalirois Misoifa Elam Ad Soifa, the Oyer of Hanos Mizeva Shechina, the Oyer, Lor Ba'Oyer Hashem. And the Rebbeinu Shlom created this Oyer, but then he saw that it's not Kedai for the Oyelam, Rosh, Einoi Kedai. The Gonzoi Letzadikim Lasset Lova. He was going as the Or. The Eberster was going as the Or. Where was he going as the Or? The Or was for 36 hours until he realized that it's not Kedai. The Eberster put it, he was going as it. For 36 hours it was there. From the Chilus Yimei Bereishis. Where did he put them? He put it into the 36 Mesechtes of the Torah. Of Torah Shebal Peh. And he put it into the 36 Neiris of Chanukah. The Lamed Vav Neiris, the Lamed Vav Shois. The Lamed Vav Mesechta. And that's why Yemra Lekimi he or. It's very interesting. In Parshas Bereishis, Keseder, it says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia, Vayehi Chein. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Sheretz, all the different things, Vayehi Chein. Keseder, Vayehi Chein. Here it says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. It's the only place. Every time it says, Vayehi Chein. Yehi Rakia, Vayehi Chein. Yehi Moiris, Vayehi Chein. Vayehi Chein. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Chein, it should say. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. So the Malbim already says, others talk about this. It wasn't that he came, because the Rabbanu Shalom was Mashane. The Rabbanu Shalom was Mashane. Because it was supposed to be Taka, the Ur was supposed to be there, and then he saw it's Ene Kedai, so he was Gonzo. So it wasn't as he had planned. So it's Vayem Elokim Yehi Or, and it wasn't that he came, Vayehi Or. That's why it says, by the Adlokas Menoira and Parshas Baloyscha, it says, Vayas Kain Aaron. Vayas Kain Aaron. So Rashi Parshas Baloyscha, Vayas Kain Aaron, Melamed Shaloy Shina. Yes, Kane Aaron, Lama Shalai Shina. The Rabbanu Shalom was Mishana. The Rabbanu Shalom was Mishana. He was going as the Or. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, and he wasn't Vayehi Chein. He was Mishana. Oh, but when you come to the Menorah, the Or HaNoyah, the Or HaMenorah, which is the Or of Torah Shabbat, Vayas Kane Aaron, Shalai Shina. Shalai Shina. And we have the Nitzachin. You know, we're in Golis now. Oh, but we have the Nitzachin of the over the Yevonim. Because the Netzachon over the Yevonim is Torah Shebal Peh. Kol Zman that it's Kol Kol Yaakov of the Torah Shebal Peh, that's the Netzachon. It's not a question of whether it's Zman of Mikdash or not Zman of Mikdash. Golos Chanukah was a different Vikuach. The Golos of Chanukah was during the Beis HaMikdash. And the Netzachon of it could even be when you're not in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Netzachon of it is Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. To have a Shaychus to that Or. Now a person could take see the Or Agonis. Person could take a seat or in the Tois and Ksubas Daf Tes, you could see the Or Agonis. In the Oiris of the Menorah, you could see the Or Agonis. But not if you block yourself out. Not if you look at other things. Not if you're not Kuloi. V'habor reik ein boi mayim, it says. V'habor reik ein boi mayim. If there's mayim, then there won't be Nechoshen V'akroven. There's Nechoshen V'akroven, there can't come to mayim. Another interesting there, it says, the Ner Lamala Mi Esrim. Can't see it. You could see it. A light? You could see 20 Amsai. It's a light. It's very dark and it's a light. You could see the light. Yeah, you could see it, but it's far away over there. That's not the Kunz. You have to be able to see it. It has to be able to be mayor inside you. B'chayrin of his Dokken. Lamala Mi Esrim, you could see the Oyer Ullah. Oh, but the Or doesn't light up inside you. It's not mamale the person. That's the avoida. That's the avoida of Chanukah. In a few minutes, after ha'ora in the sugis, my Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanan, Havada, the Tanur Rabbanan made the sugis from Daftes over after ha'ora taka of Chanukah and the sugis from Shabbos. It's been a storm. What's for Chanukah? Maybe because it was that test. Kach mekubano. Over the sugya in Shabbos, the Gemara says, Aner Chanukah is supposed to be maniach al Pesach beis ani b'chutz. So there's a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, which is a big machloikis, harishonim, and then it's a machloikis haposkim. Rashi says you're supposed to put it by the opening of the door of the house that opens up into the chutzer. Mitzvah laniach al Pesach beis ani b'chutz, Rashi learns, at the opening of the door that enters to the chutzer. Toisvis, and as I Shulchan Aruch, and as I is knowing a lot of people, to put it by a Pesach HaChotzer. Right? You used to have a bias. The bias would open up into a Chotzer, and then the Chotzer would open into Rosh Hashanah. So where do you put the Menorah? By the Pesach HaBayis, or by the Pesach HaChotzer? Or both, because you want to be Machmer, but when do you make the Brocha? And that's not what I'm asking. But, Machlag is Rashi Toisvis. Is it the Pesach HaBayis, or is it the Pesach HaChotzer? Now Toisvis says he has a riot. The Gemara later on hands the Shaila, Chotzer Shiesh L'Shnei Psochem, what's the din? Maybe I'll Shag, you have to line in both places. A Chotzer Shiesh L'Shnei Psochem. Says a Chotzer that has two Psochem. So you see, we're talking about a Chotzer that has two doorways into the Rosh Hashanah, and you have to line by both, I'll Shag. So it's the door of the Chotzer. And of course, that's not a Raya. Rashi answers up, Chotzer Shiesh L'Shnei Psochem means a bias that has two doorways into the Chotzer. But then the Rishonim, they want to bring another ride. The Gemara talks about a person, so later on, in the Chav Gimel, the Gemara says, Ner sheyesh l'shtei piyos, oylu l'shnei b'nei yodam. They had this kind of a candle that gufa, two wicks came out of it from the same source of oil, and two psilos came out of it. So a ner that has two piyos could be yoytze for two people. So Fregen the Rishonim, how do you have two people lighting in the same place? Zaktoisis, how do you have two people lighting in the same place? Each person lights by the door of his house. Must be Zaktoisis, it's a raya that you light by the Pesach HaChotzer, and you have a chotzer with a few different batin, but each one of the Bali batin have to light by the Pesach HaChotzer. No, you have two Bali batin that are coming to light at the place where they're supposed to light, at the Pesach HaChotzer, and we want to know, can they be yoytze with a ner, sheyesh b'shtei piyos? But according to Rashi, that each one lights by the Pesach of his bayis. How do you have an ukimta that a person is lighting, two people are lighting, with a ner, shall stay pios? So tois is a riot, his shita. As I said, tois is. So how does Rashi learn? So Rashi over there learns, we're talking about, the Gemara says, that avad ikaradin, the ikaradin of menoira, is ner bishu beisad. One person in the house lights one candle, every single night lights one candle. But there's a din of mahadrin, and mahadrim in a mahadrim. Mahadrim is that every person in the house lights. And mahadrim in a mahadrim is that you're moisef v'hoilech. It's fascinating that Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring down the din of Ner HaShavesim. Shulchan Aruch only brings down the din of mahadrim in a mahadrim. It doesn't even pass in the din of Ner HaShavesim. Shulchan Aruch passed already. Kala Yisrael is mahadrim. It's not pulled down the halacha. The Chacham stolen it. The mahadrim doesn't bring down the din, Ner HaShavesim. It goes straight to Kama Ner HaShavesim. Doesn't bring down Ner HaShavesim. Rambam brings it down. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it either. But there's a din of Ner Shabesim. But there's also a din of Mahadrim. So Rashi says, Posh, the din of Ner Sheyesh L'Shtei Piyos, it means Avadi lighting by the door, but it's two different people in the house that wanted to be Makai Mahadrim. No, it's a Posh there. What was Tosis saying? He has a Raya. Zokti Marsha. Tosis' sheep is that when you do Mahadrim Mina Mahadrim, and you want to do Moisif HaHoylech, so the minute you do Moisif HaHoylech, it has to be that only one person lights. Because the whole purpose of Moisif HaHoylech is to designate and show which day of Hanukkah it is. If everyone is going to be doing it and you have 42 candles lighting, you don't know if it's the 6th night and the 7 people in the house or if it's the 7th night and 6 people in the house, and there's no way, you're not expressing, and it's not some Inyan of Riboy Neiroiz, it's Inyan of Laharis, which day of Hanukkah it is. That's Shitas Toises. So Shitas Toises is that when you do Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin, if it's a very large family, you end up doing less candles than you would have done had you done just Mahadrin. But I think 5 people in the family is enough for the override. Right? Instead of doing Moisif HaHoylech, one person that comes at the 36 candles, instead of just every person in the family doing one a night, 5 people in the family, then it gets to 40 candles. But Tosis Shita is that Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, you only do one. It was like Tosis L'Shitasi, and for state, people do Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. So Tosis went back and said, so how do you have a case of Ner Shel Shtei Piyos? How are two people lighting in the same place? Must be that there's two people lighting in the same place by the Pesach HaFas. But Rashi could learn this, that we're talking about someone that was doing Mahadrin min a Mahadrin, but two different people want to light. I don't know, why can't you say that it's one person doing? Well, you can't, because the Lashon of the Gemara is Ner Shel Shtei Piyos Oyel L'Shnei B'nei Odom. You can't say it means it's the second night and a person wants to have Yaitza. His two candles of the second night, because it says Oyel L'Shnei B'nei Odom. Now the Velt is Ma'or. How can you tell me this guy's doing Mahadrin? He's lining with a Ner Shel Shtei Piyos. It's the sixth night. What exactly is going on here? But the Teretz is Pashut. It's two people, and they put out 6 Ner Shel Shtei Piyos. They have these Shtei Piyos thick Ners. About it, the sixth night, he put out 6 of them. But the Chiddush is that you can put out 6 of them, and the two people are allowed to Yaitza with the Ner Shel Shtei Piyos. Akupanim Tosis didn't want to learn like that. He wanted to learn it's talking about a guy that's doing Ner Shel Shtei Piyos. Hotter Arayi, the aligning by the Pesach HaChotzer. So the Achroinim asked that Lachari, there's another Eitzah for Rashi. It's possible to have two people that are lighting at the same doorway, even though, again, according to Rashi, each person lights at the doorway, not at the chotzer, and we're talking about without Mahadrin, let's say, so how do you have two people lighting in the same place? Teretz, as we know, when you have a mezuzah, the mezuzah is b'yamin, and the nechanukah is small. But Zogar plays a much harder, but you can have a house that doesn't have a mezuzah, because it was a house that was less than dalal of dalal amas, and the Gemara in Sukkah that Gimel says that a house that's less than dalal amas doesn't have a din of a bayis when you get a mezuzah and a list of 14 other things there that doesn't have a din of bias. Tosis brings a few other things that it doesn't have a din of Pesach Beis Aviv for a Naira. And those in the fourth parrot, it's not a din of Pesach Beis Av. It has a din of bias. Oh, but it doesn't say that you need a dalal al dalad for Chanukah. It's like Satan is the tonight in dalal al dalad by bias from Chanukah. So you can have that. There's two buttons next to each other. One is a dalad al-dalad and one isn't. So the one that is dalad al-dalad is putting the mezuzah be yamin and the chanukah be smol. But the other bais doesn't have a mezuzah. When there's no mezuzah, you put the chanukah on yamin. So it's two houses that are both balei batim of the houses are lighting in the same place. And one of the yitz with an air shall stay peace. B'doim al-azeh, you could say a mahalach and hilchas mezuzah, if the door opens up to the inside or to the outside, will affect which side the mezuzah goes. So you could have, in fact, two houses next to each other with two doorways that the mezuzahs are on the far opposite ends based on how the door opens. And for both of them, the Chanukah comes out exactly in the middle. And you can have the two people are lighting in the same place. So that's the problem that the Achrayim handle. And I have a shtikal ha'orah that I want to leave with the Oilam. I don't understand. There's a din on Chanukah for ner issue basa. And if a person doesn't want to do mahadra, so only one person lights. It's a choyvus bias. This ray that it's choyvus bias. The bias has to have a mezuzah. What if two people, right? So let's say you have a family and you have an av habayis, the roish habayis, and then if you're not doing mahadran, so he lights and that represents the whole bias. What if you have a bias where two or five or seven or 11, I don't know, people are living in a bias? There's no one person in charge. They're living together in a dira. There's no one. One is in charge of the phone bill, at least. One is in charge of getting the guys up in the morning. I don't know. No one is more a Rosh Habayis. And if they don't want to do Mahadra, they want to do Ner Ishu Beisoy. How do you still use the Chiyiv of Ner Ishu Beisoy? They're not both Mechuyiv. It's not Poshit when you go into that Etzim Sugi of Ner Ishu Beisoy, which is very interesting, that there's no Chiyiv on every person, which is that itself is a big Pella. So the Aruch HaShulchan asks the Kash, he says, Man Ishtana, he says, Matzah everyone has to eat, Shofar everyone has to hear. What's this? Chanukah only people with a bias, what's the gather? So he goes with the gun that the Ikra Mitzvah of Chanukah is taka the Re'iyah. And as a Chatimtza for the Re'iyah, you have to have one person lighting it. Like by Shofar also, not everyone has to blow, everyone has to hear. You need a Baal Tekeah. So who's going to be the Baal Tekeah by Chanukah? It's the Shtolerek, the bias. But by Emes, if you learn that there's a choyva, two boydedim in the same bias. It's a shver sugya. I'm just sparring that l'chori you see from the rishonim here that it's poshut by them that about only one person lights. Who lights? I don't know. They make a goyru. They mishtat it. I don't know. But it's a vore they don't both light. Otherwise, the whole sugya would have fallen apart. It's poshut that you would have them. That you have the case of ner shel shtei piyos without the lumbus of mahadra. It's two balei batim that are living in the same bias. If you spark in the sugya, the taka only one with light, and he had to come on to all the other kimtis of the Rishonim and then the Chorinim that we have.